From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. North Korea did not go through a possible nuclear test Saturday after the U.S. demonstrated a credible threat of military force in the region and China increased economic restrictions against its economically dependent ally. Instead, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un presided over a military parade to celebrate the birthday of its founding leader, the late Kim Il-sung, the country's most important holiday known as the Day of the Sun. A senior North Korean government official speaking at the festivities said the U.S. is bringing nuclear strategic assets to the Korean Peninsula and creating a situation of nuclear war provocation in the name of opposing our nation. We are not afraid of war and will never avoid it. An American aircraft carrier and other warships have been steaming toward the Korean Peninsula in a show of force, although there has been no specific U.S. threat of retaliatory action by Pyongyang and conducts another nuclear test or launches more missiles in defiance of the U.N. sanctions. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is heading to the region. The third round of multinational talks on the prospects for Afghan security and national reconciliation began in Moscow Friday. 11 countries are taking part in the discussions, among them Afghanistan, China, and Iran. The United States is not attending the meeting, saying it was not informed of the agenda beforehand, was unclear of the meeting's motives. Russia increasingly asserted foreign policy in Syria and Afghanistan is clashing with the U.S. goals, but analysts say both countries are needed for a negotiated peace. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The foreign ministers from Russia, Syria, and Iran have warned the United States against launching new strikes on Syria and called for an international investigation into the chemical weapons attack in Syria. At a meeting in Moscow Friday, the three ministers said any further unilateral action by the U.S. in Syria would be met with grave consequences and pose a danger to the entire world. The U.S. fired 59 Tomahawk missiles at a Syrian airbase last week in response to a chemical weapons attack in Syria days earlier. Russia has rejected accusations from Western countries that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was behind the attack. The U.S. accuses Assad of deliberately launching the chemical weapons. Voters in Turkey will consider a constitutional referendum Sunday on whether to transform their government from the current parliamentary system into a powerful executive branch, that is, presidency. As we hear more from Dorian Jones.
For both opponents and supporters, the referendum has come down to one man, incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The Yes campaigners believe the proposed reforms are all about enabling the president to continue to carry out his program to develop Turkey. But the fairness of the referendum campaign is increasingly in question. In many areas of Istanbul, like the rest of the country, it can be difficult to find no flags and posters. Numerous no campaign rallies were banned by state officials, including in Istanbul. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Nigerians on Friday marked 3 years since the mass abduction of nearly 300 schoolgirls by Boko Haram extremists, rallying in the capital, Abuja, and in the commercial hub, Lagos, to urge President Muhammadu Buhari's government to do more to free the nearly 200 girls who remain captive. This woman's daughter is among the kidnapped girls.
It's not easy for a child to go searching for education, and in her final year, she just disappears. And nowhere to be found. You know, it's not easy, really.
The government this week said negotiations have gone quite far, but face challenges. Authorities refuse to give details, citing security reasons. And two pharmaceutical companies seeking a federal judge's order to prevent the state of Arkansas from using their drugs to execute 7 inmates by the end of the month, saying they object to their product being used for capital punishment. Companies say the potassium chloride in lethal injections runs counter to the manufacturer's mission to save and enhance patients' lives and poses legal risk. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.